This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Out of 543 seats, NDA has won 246 seats and is leading on 45, while India Bloc bagged 172 seats and is ahead in 61 seats and others leading on 3 seats. BJP alone has won 211 seats and is leading in 28. Congress secured 80 seats and is ahead in 20. Prominent candidates of one include Prime Minister and BJP leader Narendra Modi from Varanasi, Union Ministers Amit Shah from Gandhinagar, Om Birla from Kota, Arjun Ram Meghwal from Bikaner, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat from Jodhpur, Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya from Guna, Samajwadi Party leader Dimple Yadav from Manpuri seat, and Shatrughan Sinha of the TMC from Asansol. Here is more in this report.
Although the BJP lead NDA is in comfortable position to form the government, the results of the Lok Sabha elections have come as a big surprise for the BJP, as the party couldn't cross the majority marks on its own, unlike in 2014 and 2019. And now it will have to rely on its alliance partners like JDU and TDP to form the government. In a momentous twist of fate, this election has provided a much needed boost to the opposition, which has significantly improved its tally across the country, particularly in politically crucial states like Uttar Pradesh. Congress has bounced back in this poll, with the party nearly doubling its seats from its 2019 figures. Meanwhile, the NDA and the India Bloc are expected to hold their meetings tomorrow in the national capital, and it would be interesting to see how the two groupings play their cards in the coming days, as no single party has reached to the magic number of 272. This election has also brought a big setback to parties like BSP, which drew blank, and BJD, which has been thrashed by the BJP in the assembly election as well as Lok Sabha polls in Odisha. With Diwakar, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, New Delhi.
Prominent candidates have lost include BJP leader and Union Minister Arjun Munda from Khuti, Smriti Rani from Amethi, National Conference leader Omar Abdullah from Baramulla, and PDP leader Mehbooba Mufti from Anandnag seat. In Uttarakhand, BJP is leading in all the 5 seats. In Odisha, BJP is leading in 19 seats, Biju Janata Dal BJD 1 seat and Congress 1 seat. In Chhattisgarh, trends are available for 11 seats, BJP is leading in 10 seats, while Congress is leading in 1 seat. Among prominent candidates, BJP leaders Brijmohan Agarwal in Raipur, Vijay Baghel in Durg, Roop Kumari Chaudhary in Mahasamund, Mahesh Kashyap in Bastar ST, and Congress leader Jyotsna Charandas Mahant are leading in Korba. Former Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel of the Congress is also trailing from Rajnandgaon. Counting of votes on 29 Lok Sabha seats of Madhya Pradesh is in its final phase. BJP has won 23 seats and is maintaining lead on all 6 others. From Guna seat, Jyotiraditya Sindhya has won with over 5 lakh votes margin. Rahul Singh Lodhi has won from Damoh with over 4 lakh voters margin. Fagan Singh Kulaste bagged Mandla seat. Dr. Virendra Kumar has won from Tikamgarh, while Shankar Lalwani has bagged the Indore seat. BJP's Bunty Vivek Sahu has won the Chindwara seat, which has become a matter of prestige for both BJP and Congress after 26 years. In Gujarat, results for all 26 seats are out. BJP has won 25 seats, while Congress's Gyaniban Nagaji Thakur has won from the Banaskantha constituency. Among the winners are BJP candidates Amit Shah from Gandhinagar with over 4.6 lakh votes over his nearest rival Sonal Ramabhai Patel of INC. Hari Bhai Patel from Mehsana, Hasmukh Bhai Patel from Ahmedabad East, and Dr. Mansukh Mandavia from Porbandar. In Uttar Pradesh, result of 56 constituencies has been declared. BJP has won 24 seats, Samajwadi Party 24 and Congress 5. Rashtriya Lok Dal RLD, Apna Dal Sone Lal ADAL and Azad Samaj Party Kanshi Ram ASPKR have won 1 seat each. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has won from Varanasi, defeating Ajay Rai of the Congress by a margin of more than 1,50,000 votes. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has been declared elected from Rai Bareilly seat, defeating BJP rival Dinesh Pratap Singh. Other prominent winners of the BJP include Rajnath Singh from Lucknow, Dr. Mahesh Sharma from Gautam Buddha Nagar, Jitin Prasad from Pilibhit, Swami Sachidanand Hari Sakshi from Unnao, Arun Govil from Meerut, Hema Malini from Mathura, and Ravi Kishan from Gorakhpur. Smriti Irani of the BJP has lost to Kishori Lal of the Congress in Amethi and Ajay Kumar of the BJP to Utkarsh Verma Madhur of Samajwadi Party in Kheri. Menaka Gandhi of the BJP has also lost to Rambuwal Nishad of the Samajwadi Party by a margin of over 43,000 votes in Sultanpur constituency. Dimple Yadav of Samajwadi Party has been declared elected from Manpuri constituency, defeating Jaiveer Singh of the BJP. As per the latest trends, BJP is leading in 9 seats, Samajwadi Party 13, and Congress and Rashtriya Lok Dal 1 seat each. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party is leading by more than 1,70,000 in Kannauj. In Jharkhand, out of 14 Lok Sabha seats, BJP has won 7, AJSU Party bagged 1, JMM 2, and the Congress has won 2 seats. BJP leader and Union Minister Arjun Munda has lost Khunti seat. He has lost to Congress candidate Kalicharan Munda. Union Minister and BJP leader Annapurna Devi has been elected from Kodarma seat. In West Bengal, Trinamool Congress has won 17 seats and leading in 12 constituencies. Abhishek Banerjee, Kirti Jha Azad and Shatrughan Prasad Sinha are prominent winners of the party. Abhishek has won the election over the margin of over 7 lakh votes. BJP has won 3 seats and leading on 9 seats. Manoj Tigga and K.C. Paul among BJP winning candidates. In Punjab, Congress has won 7 seats. Aam Aadmi Party has won Hoshiarpur, Anandpur Sahib and Sangrur seats. Shiromani Akali Dal candidate Harsimrat Kaur Badal has won Bhatinda seat. Charanjit Singh Channi of the Congress has won from Jalandhar seat. Amar Singh of the Congress defeated his nearest rival Gurpreet Singh GP of Aam Aadmi Party in Fatehgarh Sahib. Independent candidates have won 2 seats. In Haryana, Congress has won 3 seats and its candidates are leading in 2 seats. Selja has won Sirsa Lok Sabha seat, defeating Ashok Tawar of the BJP by over 2,68,000 votes. BJP has won 1 seat and is leading in 4 seats. In Lone Lok Sabha seat in Chandigarh, Congress candidate Manish Tiwari has won. In Delhi, BJP has won 3 seats and is leading in 4 constituencies. In Jammu and Kashmir, results of all 5 seats have been declared. BJP and National Conference have won 2 seats each and 1 seat has been bagged by an independent candidate. In Assam, BJP is leading in 9 seats, Congress in 3, and Aham Gana Parishad and United People's Party Liberal in 1 seat each. In Tripura, BJP has won both the seats. In Kerala, out of 20 Lok Sabha constituencies, Congress has won 12 seats and leading on 2. CPIM has won 1 seat. IUML has won 1 seat, leading on 1 seat. BJP has won 1 seat and others won 2 seats. The Congress-led United Democratic Front, UDF, has registered a clean sweep with a clear lead in 18 of 20 Lok Sabha seats. First time in the history, BJP has opened its Lok Sabha account in Kerala with Suresh Gopi's win in Thrissur. The CPIM-led LDF has won only 1 seat in Alathur constituency. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has once again won in Wayanad constituency. Union Minister and BJP candidate of Thiruvananthapuram constituency, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, conceded defeat to Congress's Shashi Tharoor by more than 15,000 votes. In Andhra Pradesh Assembly polls, Telugu Desam Party has won 116 seats and is leading in 18 seats. Janasena Party has won 20 seats and is leading in 1 seat. BJP has secured victory in 6 seats and leading in 2 seats. YSRCP has won 6 seats and is leading in 6 seats. YSRCP candidate and Chief Minister YS Jagannathan Reddy has won Pulivendula Assembly seat by over 61,000 votes. Telugu Desam Party Chief and former Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu has won Kuppam Assembly constituency, defeating KRJ Bharat of YSRCP by over 48,000 votes. The State Assembly is a total of 175 seats. In Odisha, out of total of 147 assembly seats, results of 115 seats have been announced. BJP has bagged 61 seats and is leading in 17 seats, while Biju Janata Dal has won 40 seats and is leading in 11 seats. BJP President and Odisha Chief Minister Navin Patnaik is leading in Hinjili Assembly constituency by over 4,700 votes. Congress has won 11 seats and is leading in 3 seats. CPIM has bagged 1 seat. 3 seats have gone in favor of independent candidates. And that is the end of this news bulletin.